Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you experts and celebrities every week who share their success secrets with you so that you can be your most successful best, too. And I'm your host, Deb Scott, motivation, award-winning book author for The Sky is Green and The Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside Down World Right Side Up, which you can get on Amazon. It's a great New Year inspirational read. And I'm also a life coach. And this week, we have a special show. Usually our shows are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but every now and then, we have guests who can free their schedule up to share their expertise with you, and that's what happened today with our guest, Deborah Shane. So do make sure you mark us as a favorite and follow us, because you want to get those worry-free updates so you have as many choices as possible to join us and get the wisdom and call in and share in the fun to make yourself the best you can be. So today is all about transitioning and reinventing, and it's just a perfect topic for January. And Deborah Shane is an expert at this, so I want to give you a little bit about her before I bring her on. Deborah Shane is an author, entrepreneur, media host, and career transitions expert. Deborah helps women reinvent and rebrand themselves to live in their passion and purpose. Deborah is the chief motivator, educator, and catalyst at Train with Shane, which delivers business education and professional development through speaking events and training in the career, sales, social marketing, and motivation fields. Deborah is an expert in career reinvention and transition, and she is a frequent contributor to business and marketing venues such as CareerRealism.com, JobHunting.org, the International Business Times, SmartBrief.com, and Network Solutions, just to name a few. Her new book, and she's going to tell us a little bit about that, which is very exciting, is called Career Transition, Make the Shift, Your Five Steps to Successful Career Reinvention, which is coming out in just, I think it's only weeks away now. And you can also connect with Deborah on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Blog Talk under her name, which is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Shane, S-H-A-N-E. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you Deborah Shane. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deb Scott. I'm exhausted listening to that. That was really a good investment I made to pay you off on doing this, wasn't it?
Hey, listen, the best people we know have the best bios. And I tell you, I know you've been doing, you know, your radio show is really well known. You have thousands and thousands of downloads, and you've been doing it for quite a while. And I'm new to this only since September. But I tell you, I love reading about the bios and meeting so many phenomenal people like yourself. It just, I don't know. I mean, I hope the listeners enjoy it, because I am just loving the show, and I learned so much. It is like the best thing to be a radio host. I love it.
Well, I think it's the best. Truthfully, I think it's one of the best-kept secrets out there today, you know, the whole blog talk radio phenomenon. And, I mean, it's only maybe three and a half, maybe 4 years that they're actually into it. And what I've seen, you know, the growth that I've seen with them in the last really 12 to 16 months is just phenomenal. I mean, if you really go to the homepage and look at, you know, who's on, who's doing shows, the kinds of guests, you know, that are featured on the shows. It's pretty impressive. It really is. I mean, look, Deb, not everybody can be a radio show host. I mean, you can put together a radio show and put it out there, but there is sort of a knack to it. And I think, you know, you have to have some personality and you have to have some vibe about you.
Yeah, well, I tell you, there's nobody more enthusiastic about the show than me. Last week when I had laryngitis from the bronchitis, oh, my gosh, I was just dying because I was trying to do a couple shows. I didn't want to miss out. I had Forbes Riley on, and, you know, I was talking to you. Oh, my gosh, it was painful. But, you know, I always hope, and I do think it's a great venue. Like today, we're going to talk so much about reinventing and transitioning. And I would like, you know, every listener, whether they're listening live or they're replaying it or they share it with a friend, to say, you know what, I listened these 45 minutes with Deborah Shane and I learned something at the end of the show. I walked away with 5 steps that I can apply right now to make my dream come true about this vision of who I have for myself and my business. And I really think that, you know, you can't make Eleanor Roosevelt, you can't make all the mistakes in your life yourself. So you learn from other people. And this is just a great opportunity to hear your story. You know, what did you do, your lessons, share your wisdom and experience with us, and then how you've repackaged that to bring that gift to us that we can open in our life and that we can enjoy. And, you know, I hope that that was a smooth segue into you talking about your story and sharing with everybody who you are and why they need to know you.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you inviting me to come on to your show. You spent some time with me a week or so ago on my show. And, in my book, there's so many reasons why I wanted to write this book. And the main reason was I wanted to share my story, and especially during these times where people are experiencing job change, workplace change, work change in such a dramatic way that I don't think anybody has anything to compare it to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I spent over two decades in broadcast radio, you know, in the same market with 2 or 3 major media companies in that market. And it was a really stable, flowing time. And truthfully, if you moved on to another company, it was literally days and you had another job. And, you know, that whole thing is sort of gone. You know, I mean, it's a really tumultuous time and a very scary time for a lot of people. And, you know, as I looked back, you know, and created the outline for the book and what I wanted to try to accomplish and what I, you know, the story I wanted to tell, I looked back and realized that, truthfully, I have transitioned on an ongoing basis in one way, shape, or form, even in the same industry or the same market. I've transitioned, and we all transition on a continual basis. We're all changing and moving. And I think the one thing that we learned from this last few years about staying current and staying up to date is that you can't let yourself, you can't let your skill sets and the being current, you can't let that slip, because then you're behind the eight ball.
And, you know, what you're saying about having to really re-examine the skill set, and, you know, I think it was Aristotle who said the unexamined life isn't worth living. And right now, with the changes that the world is going through and we're all experiencing, I know for myself, I mean, I've transitioned and reinvented myself, and I would like to do more of it, because I'm not going to go anywhere if I'm not growing somewhere. And, you know, that's what I love about you, and that's what I really appreciate about you being committed to helping people. Because, you know, especially as we get older, sometimes, you know, when we're younger, it's okay to say, well, in college, I'm not going to, you know, this is my major, but then I do something totally different. But, you know, as we get older and the world's changing, we need to change. And sometimes our calling in life may not be, like, before I was doing cardiac surgery medical sales. Now I'm doing speaking and writing and, you know, I'm a radio host. So, you know, it just is really important that people, you know that it's possible. And you're going to tell us more about how to do that. So,
Well, speak on. With regard to my story, you know, when I look back and I went into these four time frames, my childhood, I called them shapers and turning points, my adolescent shapers and turning points, my kind of college and just beyond, and then my basic adult career years. And I specifically wanted to look at those shapers and turning points, because if you look back in your life, you will see them. They are there. There are moments. There are junctures. There are places that certain things happened in your life which really impacted you and shaped who you are and what basically you're going to continue to be. And when I looked through, you know, those phases of my life, there were so many common themes and commonalities that I saw about, okay, what do I like to do? What do I do well? What do I enjoy doing? What do I want to do? What did I not enjoy doing but got a lot out of? I mean, just so much was there. And I think people, when they look at this process, they get like, well, I don't know who I am and what to do. And truthfully, it's all there. You just have to go inside and look at it. So, you know, that was the story part. But then, you know, again, from all these junctures in my life, there were some certain lessons for me came up with regard to this last reinvention that I actually started in 2005, but officially committed to in 2006, and it's still evolving its way out. But there were a few key lessons that I wanted to bring forward with regard to the process of change and reinvention and transition. And that the first one is, it's never too early or late to transition. And what I mean by that is, it doesn't matter if you're a young person or an older person. When you, my friend Tori Johnson says, you start from where you are. Okay, you just, you can't be saying I'm too young to change or transition, or I'm too old to change and transition. Whenever that time is that you are making that move, then that's your time, and you go for it. So it's never too early or late to transition. The second thing is, don't ever be afraid to change. And I mean, fear is so paralyzing for us in general, but especially now, because these are very uncertain times. But fear is the wrong reason not to change, because most of our fears and what I talk about in the book are not grounded in reality. 98% of our fears are just not grounded in reality. We make this mountain out of a molehill. The third thing is, believe in who you are and the value of what you do. Sometimes I think we underestimate, you know, really who we are, what we've become, what we've done. And I think it's important to look at that body of work, if you will, and be proud of yourself and be proud of who you really are, what you've done, what you've accomplished. And some of those things they may be very small, quiet things, but they may be very significant things. And the last thing is, always be setting yourself up to be successful by doing whatever it takes. You have to persevere. You have to be committed. You have to be disciplined. You have to look at what you need to do to stay at the top of your game and be a competitive player in the game. And that's where a lot of people dropped off in their careers in the last 4 or 5 years. They just got lazy and they became a little bit obsolete. So those were the four lessons that I lay out in the book. And, you know, those were lessons that carried through so many phases of my life. And listen, jump in here anytime you want to chat here.
No, listen, I tell you, I actually am taking notes. I mean, I will listen to the show again myself. But I think that there are the common themes, and there are certain truths that can help us, whether it's in business or the business of living. And, you know, I think that the outline is really powerful, and that's why I was just really, you know, I mean, I'm just listening and really taken by it, because I think sometimes people that I talk to, and I know sometimes myself, you feel like, well, you know, I'm too old to try that. Or then yep. People say, well, I'm too young to try that. So that first lesson is really important, to just start where you're standing. And that, you know, and whatever time you're inspired is the right time.
It's the right time.
you know, and the fear. I think that fear is really paralyzing. And that idea that if, sometimes I think the more afraid you are, the more evidence you have that it's something you should do. Because you wouldn't be afraid unless it was stretching you or unless it was something that you were going to really give of yourself from the heart that was putting yourself out there with those deep talents and treasures. So sometimes I think it can be a thermometer test, you know, to do something. But the steps and tools that you can offer to get over the fear, I think, are really important for listeners to hear. I know I want to, but, you know, believing in ourselves, I love that idea of, you know, we have to value, you know, be yourself. Everybody else is already taken. Oscar Wilde, don't try to be like somebody else. You're supposed to be you, and that's what's going to drive your business. That's what's going to bring customers to you. That's what's going to build friendships, is that you are celebrating and being uniquely you and being the best person you're supposed to be. And, you know, the setting, the successful sabotage, I call it, you call it setting yourself up for that success. I mean, we have to always be learning. We have to be surrounding ourselves with those people that are going to help us get where they are. And I just think that your lessons that you give can be applied to anybody in any way. And I love it. And, you know, I think that, you know, this is such a great foundation. And then if we can just have you go towards, you know, telling us what the steps are to yep. really make those four things stick, so that, let's say somebody's listening right now and they're saying, you know what, I was laid off. And, you know, people have been telling me, you know, just for example, maybe somebody was in banking, you know, and they're laid off right now. But somebody's been telling them for years, you know, you are a great chef, or, you know, you're a great speaker, or something. And they want to try opening up their own catering business. Or I'm just using this as an example,
sure.
you know, and they've gone through these four steps that you've outlined. And they've said, okay, you know what? This is me. I'm feeling the love here on these four steps, and I'm ready to now launch and implement. What
sure.
do you tell them now?
Well, just one quick thing about fear. And, you know, the fear is so important to talk about, because it is something that really creates a wall and a wedge with a lot of people's ability to take action. And sometimes we're just, you know, we're embarrassed, we don't want to talk about it. What are they going to think of me if they know I'm afraid of this? And all that stuff is just, you got to get over that and get with some really core inner circle people or you know, coaches or consultants or professionals, and get the dialogue going with these fears. Because there's a quote that I put on my website that I just, when I saw it, this was about a year ago, and it's, never stop because you are afraid. You are never likely to be so wrong. And that's Fridtjof Nansen. He was a Norwegian explorer. But it's so true. And I added a line underneath that, and I say, things I have feared the most are now things I am the most courageous about. And a lot of times those fears that you think are paralyzing are the things that you become the most courageous about when you just deal with them, get through them, work through them. So it's really important to focus on your fears. But with regard to the five steps, and, you know, I want to say that these are not things I invented. They're just ideas that I put together in what I feel is a really effective way to process. So the first step is to discover your career passion now. And that's a key word, now. You know, we are right here, right now. It's January 10th, 2011. Where are you right now as a person? What are you passionate about right now? And you know what? You go back and you look at and list all the things you're passionate about. Is it woodworking? Is it writing? Is it reading? Is it knitting? Is it helping people? Is it skiing? Is it teaching? What are you passionate about? And, you know, what's interesting to me is if you ask somebody who's 20 years old what they're passionate about, they may not know. They may not, or 16 or 17 or 20, if you ask them what they're passionate about, they may not know that it's actually passion that they're talking about. It's just they know that it's something that makes them leap out of bed and want to do every single day. And, I mean, if you bring it as simply into focus as that, what are the things that make you leap out of bed and you can't wait to do them, be in them, participate in them? That's what your passions are. So
that's a great test. I love that. That's a great testimony to what you're passionate about. Because if it's getting you out of bed in the morning real quick, you know you got to do it.
Exactly. I mean, and you know what? You got to really look at what it is now that you're passionate about, because that's what you've got right now. And what you're passionate about now, you may have to go back and look at what are those junctures in my life where things were really happy and exciting for me. Sometimes we get away. I used to paint, and I got away from painting, and I'm going to get back to painting. It was something that was so powerful for me. Music, very big part of my life. Did it professionally. Did it for many, many years. Dabbled in and out of it. Now there are things coming across my path that are giving me those messages like, maybe I'm supposed to get back reconnected with that. So discover your passion, your career passion now. The next thing is to uncover your key skills, your qualities, and your intangibles. So let's again, look back at your career and personal life and look at the things you do well, the things that come very natural to you, the things where you excelled, the things where you accomplished. You have to look at that. So you have to and make a list. I mean, I'm going to talk about this big picture blueprint at the end, but that's one of the exercises is list your five key skills, qualities, and intangibles. And listen, intangibles are some of the things now that are really getting people hired. Not necessarily the exact job skill that's posted, which is important, okay? But it's, you know, are you a team player? Are you a motivator? Can you organize your coworkers? Are you helpful? Are you pleasant? I mean, are you good, good talking with the public? Some people aren't. So you have to look at what your key skills, your God-given qualities, because we all have a DNA that we were born with. And, you know, there are some people that are more a personality or outgoing than others. That does not mean that they're not intense or they're not passionate. They're just DNA-wise, personality-wise, they just express it differently. So, yeah.
I just wanted to share because I think the second one is so powerful. And I love that you said that, sometimes the intangibles are what really, that's what's getting people hired right now. And, I really think that if we reflect or have a hard time with that question, we could just think about what people are always complimenting us on. Don't you think, Deborah, that if someone's saying, Deborah, you're really good at speaking, or you're really good at connecting how people can launch a new career, those are some telltale signs as to what your intangibles may be as well. Would you agree with that?
Well, absolutely. And one of the things I suggest is to ask friends, old friends, people that have known you for a long time, ask your family members and ask some really good colleagues what they like about you. What do they think is special about you? And I got to tell you, that is a really simple and great exercise because truthfully, people that know you really, really well, I mean, and that love you, they're going to tell you the truth, but in a good way. I mean, sometimes we have to be told the truth about, some of our lesser attractive qualities, but you know what? When's the last time you said, I need to know what's really special about me. What do you think it is? And I got to tell you, there's a thing on Twitter, the listing on Twitter, mm-hmm. and this friend of mine, Jennifer Abernethy, who's got a social media book that launched last year, and met her through some conferences. She always says, go and look, if you're on somebody's list on Twitter, go and look at the name, the description of the list that you're on, and see what how people think about you when they put you on those lists.
I did that,
and it was cool. It was very cool to see what lists they put me on. So, sometimes we need others to mirror us. So uncover your skills, qualities, and intangibles.
So that's everybody's homework assignment, listening, making sure you have somebody. What's great about me? What do you love about me? I love that. Okay, so number three.
It's not that complicated, and it really is very, very effective, to be honest with you. So, yeah. I mean, you can go through these, personality tests and all that stuff, and sometimes those are very revealing, Deb, but I think people that really know you, in your life, that have watched you change and transition through many, many things, go through challenge, triumph, they see a process in you that others don't. And sometimes some of those wonderful qualities that you don't always see in yourself, they do. And I think that's a really powerful way to be mirrored. The third thing is to reinvent by adapting and applying how you use those skills and qualities. So, for example, you talked about, okay, I was in investment banking, or I was a realtor, or I worked as a teacher, or whatever it is that you've done. You look at the skills and the qualities and intangibles that you uncovered, and you look at how you can apply and adapt them to whatever career passions, whatever your passions are that you might want to be develop into a career, applying them to those. And a lot of times we call them transferable skills, and that's exactly what they are. You apply all these wonderful things to this new venture or new path, part of your path. I mean, when I look at all the common commonalities that were weaving through all my careers, it's pretty consistent. I'm a communicator, I'm an educator, I'm a very public, I love people, I'm very gregarious, I'm a good communicator, I'm fun, I'm funny. I mean, there's a lot there, and I have, an ability to help people see their big picture. It's just something I've always had a gift to be able to do, to bring out stuff in them. So reinvent and apply how you use those key skills to wherever it is you want to go right now. And then, the next thing is to rebrand yourself and create a fresh, newer version of you. Because you're not an investment banker anymore, maybe you're going to be, open up, maybe you're great at woodworking and you're going to put up a woodworking blog and put up some of your work online and sell it and do some workshops for woodworking. I don't know. I mean, people are starting businesses every day doing things that they're great at and they love to do. So, you have to sort of, take this image of yourself and create a fresher, more, now version of yourself. So you've got discover, uncover, reinvent, rebrand. And then finally, you want to rebirth and relaunch yourself through self-promotion and marketing both online and in person. And, we were talking, some of us were talking about this last week about, prospecting for new business and, getting referrals. And, it used to be you'd go, and you can certainly relate to this, Deb, canvassing and cold calling, literally going out, walking around and, and pounding the pavements. And,
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't quite work anymore, but you know, the opportunity to network in person with people through many, many different chambers and professional organizations and community and volunteer and nonprofit is amazing. But now we have this enormous online world that's been created through, you know, the social platforms, the Facebooks, the LinkedIn, the Twitter, the YouTube, the Blog Talk Radio, that is just the blogs that are, it's extraordinary how powerful and how big that really is. So you've got these five steps to take you through a process that gets you sort of to where you were, to where you want to go, and gives you a plan and gives you all the tools and resources to do what you want to do, and shows you that you can. You can have whatever life you want if you want it. You just have to do some work to put it together and get to the other side.
Yeah, these are absolutely phenomenal, and you know, you could do a show on each one. I mean,
yeah.
Rebranding, coming up with a fresh new version. I mean, that's huge, and you know, I think that, you know, part of the battle is knowing, you know, the discovery and all of that, and that's a process. But then trying to repackage yourself. I mean, I think that may be the unknown territory, the landscape of going to the new country and needing a tour guide to help you, you know, get to where you want to be. So, you know, is there something that you could share about some of the people that you work with that had a particular success with maybe the rebranding of who they are and where they want to be?
Well, there's so many examples of people that I have interacted with and met in the last year, literally from banking, real estate, you know, teaching, you know, you look at construction, building. I mean, you know, you look at industries that have been pretty much decimated, where there's been a lot of layoffs and people have, you know, been let go. I've met so many people that have had to, you know, say, okay, I'm either going to go get a job and work in retail or go and be go and work in a restaurant, or I'm going to reinvent myself and take my career. I mean, you're a great example. I'm a great example. I mean, you look at any number of people that, I'm going to say this, just go look around you in your own spheres about people that have come from different industries and have taken their expertise and applied it to kind of what they want to do. And I mean, it's all around you. I mean, you know, I met a woman that you know, was in real estate, and she's a Latin woman, and she, her home country is Panama. And she decided she was going to take her actually love for real estate. She really loved being in real estate, because people that really love real estate and love that whole idea of helping people find their home and their neighborhood, that's a big thing, your home, your neighborhood. And so selling them a home, that's a big deal. I mean, people that are very passionate about real estate, they love that about real estate. But you know what? It was just the times. And she decided that she was going to try to bring, you know, more tourism, more American tourism to Panama, you know, and create this new business, you know, this hospitality business to bring people to Panama from America to relocate in Panama. And, you know, she started working on that, and she's really smart, and she's just taken all these elements of this idea and trying to work it into her plan, and she's doing it.
Wow, that is a great story because, yeah, those talents and those skills that she had that made her successful in real estate, you know, no fault of her own, the way the economy's going, but, you know, brought her into a place where she can really do the same thing, but repackaging it, rebranding it, as you said, and now being in the hospitality business, she's kind of giving people a home for, like, their vacation and giving them the
second
same thing
home.
In a different flavor.
Vacation
a second home.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's really great, and that's what you're all about, and that's what people are going to find when they go to your website, which is, again, www.deborahshane.com. Make sure you stop by and check out all the amazing resources that Deborah has there, because all of these things that she's teaching us, and, you know, people are going to have to replay this and take notes. I'm taking notes as you're talking, Deborah. But I think that there's just so much value in all the things that you're bringing to us today, and we're not even done. But, you know, going to your website is a great way to connect with you, and I know that you're great with Facebook and LinkedIn and all of that. But, you know, if we don't get on with 9 minutes left to the success blueprint, we're not going to have the full picture of how fabulous you are and how you can help us get to be the person we want to be. So, can you tell us about creating a career success blueprint?
Well, you know, when you go through this process of looking at your personal history, you know, your work and life history, and finding out that everything you need is already inside of you, and all these experiences that you've had, you know, have already set you up for your success. But, you know, the big picture blueprint, it's an action plan. You have to document certain things. The first thing is to write down five, you know the SMART goals, five SMART goals to improve and enhance your personal and professional life now, which means what do you need to upgrade? What do you need to get more current and relevant in? So write down five professional development things that you need to commit to right now. Second thing is, what are five key passions that you have right now? What are they? Just write them down. Don't worry about what they are. Just write them down. The next thing is to write down five key skills, qualities, and intangibles that you have. You are. The next thing is write down five jobs, industries, or careers that you want to research and investigate. And I think that's really important, because these are things that you might have been daydreaming about, thinking about, dabbling in, that you thought, this could be cool or fun or something that would really be interesting for me. Write them down. Industries, careers, research, and investigate five of them. The other thing is to create a fresh brand statement. And, you know, this is a whole nother show, but, you know, you're going to be asked every single day over and over again, what do you do? What are you about? Okay, who are you? And, you know, we kind of go into this 30-second elevator pitch old thing, and truthfully, you need to tell your story in two or three lines. And I have this thing, you've seen it on some of my sites, that I've, you know, transformed myself from a rockin' singer and published songwriter, teacher, and award-winning radio personality to a gutsy author, entrepreneur, radio host, and career expert. I mean, that's a line that I worked really hard on, but it gives you, like, this one line, bam, about me. And that's what you got to try to do for yourself. And most importantly, create a self-promotion plan about what you're going to do online and in person. What in-person networking activities or events are you going to commit to and explore? And then get into one of the social medias that you're comfortable with, you feel a little... you feel good doing it, you enjoy doing it, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, and just spend some time growing your presence in that particular platform. And then most importantly, create actionable timetables for these things. Because it's one thing to say you're going to do it, and another thing to say, I'm going to do this by February 15th, or I'm going to do this by February 29th, or I'm going to do this by March 10th. So create some timeline goals, because it kind of gets you invested and committed. So that's sort of the outline of the blueprint. It's an action plan. It's writing down these things, what you're going to do, and time frames for you to complete doing some of these things. And look, be flexible, but get into action.
And, you know, it's so common for people, you know, who, if you were building a house, which obviously home building isn't in its boom right now, but, you know, building a house, you always have to have a blueprint. And, you know, nobody would ever build their house, a new house, and invest all that money, right, without a blueprint first to follow. And I really think that we need to look at ourselves as, you know, really priceless gifts. We are worth more than that house we want to build. Our best value that we have to give is ourselves, and we are worth that investment. And that's why I think your tips, and there's just so many, you know, writing down the seven here for the blueprint, you know, we have to take that time. We're worth that effort to know that the new life we want to build is going to require a plan. And following that plan is going to help us be successful. And you're a testimony to that. I mean, just listening to your one-line description on your mission statement, it really is, you know, really effective in the walk your talk scenario to inspire us to do the same. So, we can't diminish that.
Yeah, and I just want to, you know, wrap this up by saying, look, this is not a time to sit back and think that things are going to come to you. I mean, they will come to you if you are in action with the universe. If you're putting your intentions out into the universe, that's what's going to attract things to you. But these are not times for inaction. These are times people need to really step up, step out, and set themselves apart, because this is the most competitive, difficult time to make it. It's not easy to make it in the kind of new business world and career world that we live in. So whatever you thought worked before, it's over. Get on to this 21st century and everything that you need to do to be competitive and successful, and you can be anyone you want to be and do anything you want to do. I am telling you, you can. You can have it, you can do it, but you've got to invest the time and energy into building your personal and professional blueprint and being flexible. Because, you know, Deb, when you build that house and you've got the blueprint, you realize, you know what, I think I need the bathroom to be a little more like this and the kitchen to be a little more like that, you know? So you need to let it kind of evolve out and be flexible as you go along, because that's the fun part. Career transition is another beginning and a new adventure. And if you really grasp it that way, you can actually have fun with it.
Yeah, and I think that it's so important, you know. I mean, don't take life too seriously, because you never get out alive, as Deborah Hubbard said. But, you know, it really is important to have a good sense of humor, to have some fun with some things.
Yep.
And, you know, and connecting with you is something that I encourage anybody listening live or on replay to do. So we've only got 60 seconds left, believe it or not. Going to have you back on, Deborah, but tell everybody where they can connect with you again so that they can follow through on their goals.
Just go to DeborahShane.com. That's the portal that I've created to everything that I do. That'll lead you to my entrepreneurial Train with Shane. It'll lead you to the book, the radio show, my social media network. It's just my portal for everything. So DeborahShane.com, and my radio show is usually Mondays at 2 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio /Deborah Shane. And thank you so much, Deb, Scott, for doing what you're doing and just putting such good energy out into the universe. I wish you all the best, and thank you so much for having me today.
Well, listen, I thank you and thank the listeners, and God bless us, everyone, for a great year. And thank you for helping us be the best person we were created to be, Deborah Shane. And I look forward to seeing you all again tomorrow when we have another show to share on the Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you experts and celebrities to help you be your very best. Thank you, and have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye.
Make it a great day.